We're now joined by Rodney Webb, Rockwall High, and a football team that was in the semifinals, in fact, against Duncanville last week. Rodney, what made you respond the way you did to what that image was for Baylor football? And by the way, thanks for being a part of the show.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. Well, you know how Twitter works. You get on there and you kind of scroll through your feed and you see something that sort of strikes a nerve and you want to reply to it. I hold Coach Rule and the Baylor program in very high esteem. I think on behalf of the high school coaches in Texas trying to reciprocate the level of love and level of the esteem that they hold us in, and I hold them in equal esteem.
When you see a coach come in from out of state like Coach Rule did and so quickly dive into a coaching culture in a state, and it's different probably in all 50 states, this one is particularly unique. What did that mean to you, especially really quickly he had to do it?
Well, for sure. And I think, you know, it's been talked about a lot how, you know, he came in and he hired three high school coaches from Texas to kind of help him shorten the learning curve of how to do business down here. And that was a really smart move. But I tell you, I do find it amazing how quickly Coach Rule has just captivated the high school coaches and the high school fan base here in Texas.
Rodney, the job that he's done, when you heard his name first off, what did you know about what he had done at Temple? Because there's always the story that Joey McGuire at Cedar Hill was in his office, and there were coaches visiting because it was during that time, December 7th, 3 years ago. And somebody mentioned Matt Rule, and Joey McGuire said, okay. And then somebody there that was an opposing coach that coached against him went, wow, they just got themselves a football coach. But not everybody knew about him around the state of Texas.
I'll be honest with you. When I heard they hired the guy from Temple to be the new Baylor coach, I thought, what in the heck are they doing down there in Waco? You know, here's a guy that has no roots in Texas. I wasn't even aware that Temple had been a really good program. I didn't know anything about it. My first reaction was, I think they made a terrible mistake. And Joey McGuire is actually the first guy, when he met with Coach Rule, had an opportunity to join the staff, and Joey came to me because we've been dear friends for a long time. And Joey said, this guy is special. He's different. I promise you, he's going to get it fixed down here at Baylor. And obviously, he's done that.
All right. Go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah. What have your interactions been with him when he's come to talk to your player, or the coaches on staff when he come talk to your players?
Well, it's been 100% positive. The thing that I'll say about Coach Rule that sets him apart, well, there's a lot of things that set him apart from other college coaches, but the first thing is there's no ego. Some of these guys, it's like you're not talking to a human. In some cases, when you're talking to some Division I head coaches, they're just different. And Coach Rule, when you talk to him, it's like you're talking to your next door neighbor.
Rodney, this is National Signing Day. You had a great run. You've got a wide receiver that put up career stunning stats and is headed to Ohio State. What's it been like for you at Rockwall today?
Well, it's been really pretty low-key because, you know, Jackson has been committed to Ohio State for over a year. He's been solid in his commitment. And so there wasn't a whole lot of fanfare. You know, we had a signing ceremony with him this morning, and that's pretty much been it. We did it right. We celebrated his career and his moving on to bigger and better things. But, you know, for us, it's been it's been a lot more, you know, the previous 4 years with Jackson rather than, you know, the culmination today.
All right. You know I'm going to ask you this question. You just played Duncanville. I know they lost to Quindon Jackson, which is an unfortunate injury, and he can't play this week against North Shore in a rematch that set the world on fire last year with that Hail Mary at the end of the game. Your thoughts about Duncanville and their football team, Reggie Samples, against North Shore?
Well, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. You know, Duncanville's got a really good team. They're a lot more than just Jaquindon Jackson, but I do think he represents such a big percentage of their offense that losing him, the kid that's the backup is a freshman, and I think he's really talented, but I'm just not really sure that he's going to be able to shoulder the load that they need him to shoulder in the state championship game. You know, it makes me sick that, you know, the kid got hurt playing us, and it was just a freak play that happened, and nobody wanted to see it happen. But I do think it's going to have a pretty profound impact on them in the game on Saturday.
Did you ever meet Hayden Fry?
I did.
And?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, legendary. I met him at a coaching convention, the THSCA convention, probably 25 years ago, and I was just in awe. And, you know, there's not really a conversation. I just happened to be in a circle where he was, and I got an opportunity to shake his hand, and probably didn't wash my hand for about a week, you know.
Hey.
He's meant so much to our game. He's meant so much to college football, and you know, tying it back into Matt Rhule, you know, Coach Fry is a guy that to me is known for being a guy that does it right, does it the right way, does it with integrity. And, you know, he's going to be sorely missed.
All right. Hey, man, thanks for jumping on today. We appreciate it, Rodney. Rodney Webb, again, has won where he's been, Roy City, Mesquite, Horn, Rockwell, elsewhere.